The conversation over cottonseed and whether or not it can be designated as an other oil seed or not within Title I of the 2014 Farm Bill, very much a part of the conversation yesterday in the House Agriculture Committee during their hearing on the status of the rural economy in America. The chairman of the committee, Mr. Conaway, very interested in this, and he brought it up to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
And fifth, use your authority under the law to designate cottonseed as an oil seed for purposes of the Farm Bill. On this last issue, you and I have spoken extensively. We have exchanged papers. At the bottom, the stumbling block that stands in the way, in my view, of you making it taking action to deal with this growing crisis of the Cotton Belt is your lawyers, and your lawyers' belief in a lack of legal authority. Your lawyers point to a Supreme Court case that essentially held that a law cannot be interpreted in a manner that would contradict a decision that was made by Congress. This legal analysis would be spot on if we were asking you to include cotton lint under the Farm Bill. But that is not what we're asking for. We're simply asking if you would include cottonseed. As you know, the two are not the same thing, even though they come from the same plant. Including cottonseed under the Farm Bill is not including lint by another name. While Congress did consider the appropriate policy for cotton lint in the 2014 Farm Bill, Congress never considered the question of whether to include or exclude cottonseed as a part of ARC or PLC. Instead, we left that decision to you. Therefore, were you to honor the bipartisan bicameral request of more than 100 members of Congress and designate cotton seed as an oil seed, you would not be contradicting the law, and you would have our full backing.
That was Chairman Conaway in his opening statement. A little later, when Tom Vilsack finally got the microphone, he did respond to the chairman regarding cotton seed and the other oil seed definition.
I certainly appreciate the chairman's comments about cotton. I would say, Mr. Chairman, with respect, it is not lawyers. It is not lawyers that prevent me from doing what you would ask me to do. It's an oath that I took. It's an oath that I took at the time I took this job, which was to follow the Constitution and the laws of this country. Based on my understanding of the current circumstance and based on my understanding of the crafting of the Farm Bill, the reality is that Congress made a decision not to specifically include cottonseed in a list of other oil seeds under the other oil seed provision that you've made reference to. That decision basically made it impossible for me to do what you're asking me to do. Certainly, the Congress could reopen the Farm Bill and address it then, or Congress could remove the prohibition that currently exists under the Commodity Credit Corporation and the Appropriations Bill that was passed by Congress that prevents me from using CCC to provide assistance and help. Or we could work collaboratively together to work on a cost-share program with reference to ginning that you and I have talked about, Mr. Chairman, which we are still willing to do if the industry is willing to accept this. 14% of cotton was basically protected under the STAX program. Over $300 million in payments were made. We have made efforts under our marketing loan assistance program. We have also created an opportunity for certificates to be used in lieu of collateral for loans, all of which is helping to mitigate the consequences of very low prices, of which we are very, very aware. So I look forward to an opportunity to visit with the committee on this issue and a multitude of other issues.
Well, thank the Secretary for being here. I didn't intend to go here, but Mr. Secretary, I wasn't in those rooms with Chairman Lucas and Chairman Peterson. I wasn't there, but I don't think there was any reference to cottonseed, period, during the Farm Bill negotiations. None. And so to rely on something that didn't happen, I think you've been misled. And so I just don't think that that was the case, that cottonseed didn't come up until these dire consequences arose, until it was shown that the STAX program, 14% of cotton was covered by STAX. That was nowhere near what the estimate that folks thought was going to be. It's not working. And so the cottonseed thing, to my references, came up late last year as a potential to put seed under the program and not lint. And I don't think you're arguing that seed and lint are the same thing. They come from the same plant. But this idea that somehow there was a negotiation on seed specifically during the Farm Bill negotiations, I believe is incorrect.
Mr. Chair, can I respond?
Sure. Yes, sir.
First of all, in putting together the ARC and PLC program, there was obviously a decision to remove cotton from those programs. I think everybody acknowledges that. Within the law, essentially there is provisions that define the opportunity for the secretary to include additional oil seeds as crops as they evolve. That listing of other oil seeds includes a variety of other oil seeds. It includes sunflower seeds, rape seeds, canola seeds. Clearly, Congress could have also included cottonseed in that list. They did not. That's an issue. Secondly, the industry came to us when we were crafting the risk management program under STACS and requested oilseed to be included in that risk management program. So those two facts, Congress didn't include it in the list, and the industry asked us to include it in the risk management program, indicate what the intent was at the time. Now, if Congress wants to reopen the Farm Bill, then obviously you'll have to deal with the issue of the cost, which I think is one of the motivating reasons why all of this was established.
I appreciate that, Mr. Secretary. That was a discussion you may have had or may not have had with cotton folks then. That's not discussion the Congress had. Are you arguing that the list of oil seeds included is exclusive and that you have no discretion?
No, what I'm arguing is that list and that provision is set up for oil seeds that arise during the course and between farm bills.
And how's the, where are you getting that interpretation?
Because that is the way in which this provision has been interpreted and utilized since its inception.
Okay, so it wasn't new to the 14 Farm Bill.
No, we have used this before, right. when seeds come, not seeds that have existed, Mr. Chairman, but seeds that have come up in between farm bills to allow us the flexibility.
So sunflower seeds are brand new to the 08? I mean, they didn't exist before 08? I mean, we gave you the discretion in order to use that discretion to look at new circumstances. And
not in this particular circumstance. You gave me the discretion to use it if something crops up that was under
something cropping up like the unexpected economic impact that the 14 bill didn't do? That wouldn't be unexpected?
No, that's why we have CCC, and that's why it was unfortunate that Congress put the prohibition in the omnibus budget bill that restricts me from using CCC. I'm more than happy to do that, remove that prohibition, and we can set up a program to help cotton farmers in the interim, and then you can revisit this issue specifically when you debate the next farm bill.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack interacting with the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway, not happy at all about the Vilsack decision, USDA decision, not to go forward with calling cottonseed and other oilseed for purposes of Farm Bill safety net protection. It's interesting to note that in the Title I of the 2014 Farm Bill, the actual designation of other oilseed, the language says specifically the term other oilseed means a crop of sunflower seed, rapeseed, canola, safflower, flaxseed, mustard seed, cranberry, sesame seed, or any oilseed designated by the secretary. That's the point of consternation among members of Congress right now, that those last few words that apparently give the secretary, if he chooses to take it, the opportunity to utilize cottonseed under the other oilseed designation. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.